AI News by Conjero.
Big idea from the piece. Instant One isn't another helper for writing code. The article says it wants to be the backend for AI-coded apps. Handling the stuff AI-generated code usually leaves messy. State, auth, sync, and deployment.
Makes sense. The write-up points out that AI tools can spit out UIs and logic fast, but they don't automatically create a coherent system. Teams still must wire identity, persistence, background behavior, and sync semantics.
Instant's pitch is to collapse that gap. Instead of stitching together a database, auth provider, sync engine, and deploy steps, the platform packages those backend primitives with the assumption apps were produced by AI tools.
That changes the workflow. Rather than making a bunch of integration decisions every time the AI reshapes an app, you get an opinionated backend layer that makes those defaults for you faster consistency, at least in common cases.
But the article is clear about trade-offs. A backend tuned for AI coding patterns will favor structured state, standard session boundaries, and rapid iteration. That's great for many apps, but it can be constraining for custom data models or unusual auth rules.
Exactly. Positioning-wise, this is smart. If you control the backend defaults, you own more of the developer workflow as AI-assisted projects move into production. That could make Instant sticky and shape how AI-native apps get assembled.
The critical question the piece raises is whether the consistency guarantees are worth the lock-in. Instant will probably speed prototypes, but when a product outgrows the platform's assumptions, that same abstraction could block the next stage of scaling.
Practically, the article says early winners will be teams building AI-native but standard backend apps, internal tools, workflow apps, collaborative products, where speed to production matters more than deep customization. The failure mode is pretty straightforward. When you need something the platform didn't anticipate, it becomes a constraint.
AI News by Conjero.